This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Poison, the dopamine cure for screen addiction and burnout. You know that feeling when you just can't seem to put your phone down? You're scrolling through endless feeds, even though you've got a million other things you should be doing. Yeah, I get it, we've all been there. That little dopamine hit from a notification, a like, or a comment can feel addictive, right? And before you know it, hours have melted away, and you're left feeling drained, restless, and maybe even a little guilty. Well, today, we're diving deep into breaking free from those digital chains. We're talking about reclaiming your time, your focus, and ultimately, your happiness. So buckle up, because we're about to explore 5 super powerful takeaways that will help you ditch the screen addiction and find a healthier, more fulfilling relationship with technology. First things first, recognize the trap. Our devices are designed to be irresistible. They hijack our brain's reward system with constant notifications and endless content. They're like little sirens calling us in, promising instant gratification, but leaving us feeling empty afterwards. Next up, set those boundaries. Ever heard of digital detox? It's more than just deleting a few apps, it's about consciously choosing when and how you engage with technology. Try setting specific times for checking your phone or email, and create tech-free zones in your home like the bedroom or dining table to encourage mindful living. Now, let's talk about cultivating mindfulness. When you catch yourself mindlessly scrolling, stop and ask yourself, what am I really seeking here? Often, we turn to our screens out of boredom, loneliness, or stress. Instead of reaching for your phone, try practicing some mindfulness exercises like meditation, deep breathing, or even just spending time in nature. You'll be surprised at how much peace you can find without the constant digital noise. And speaking of peace, prioritize real-life connections. Face-to-face interactions are so crucial for our well-being, yet we often sacrifice them for screen time. Make an effort to connect with loved ones in person, have a coffee date, go for a walk, or simply have a meaningful conversation without any distractions. Remember, building genuine relationships is far more rewarding than any virtual interaction. Lastly, cultivate your passions. What activities bring you joy and fulfillment? When we're engaged in something we truly love, we naturally disconnect from the allure of our screens. Whether it's painting, playing music, writing, or anything else that sets your soul on fire, make time for those passions. They'll not only enrich your life, but also help you find a sense of purpose beyond the digital world. Now let me tell you about Sarah. I met her at a networking event last week. She was super engaged in the conversation, and when she told me she worked as a freelance graphic designer, I noticed this beautiful vintage camera strap to her bag. She told me that she used to be completely hooked on her phone, constantly scrolling through social media, even during meals or conversations. But then she realized how much time she was wasting and how disconnected she felt from the real world. So Sarah took a few steps. She set screen-free hours each day, started going for walks in nature to clear her head, and dusted off that old camera she'd always loved. She even joined a photography club. Now, Sarah says she feels so much more grounded and present. She's rediscovering the joy of creative pursuits and building real-life connections. It's amazing how a few simple changes can make such a big difference. So remember, breaking free from those digital chains isn't about becoming a tech hermit, it's about using technology mindfully and intentionally. It's about reclaiming your time, energy, and focus to live a more fulfilling life. Take those boundaries, embrace those mindful moments, nurture those real-life connections, and rediscover the passions that light you up. You got this. Ready to take action? I want to hear from you. Share your biggest screen addiction struggle in the comments below, or tag me on social media with #digitaldetoxdiary. Let's support each other on this journey to a healthier, more balanced relationship with technology. And until next time, keep those screens at bay and remember life is happening outside that little digital world.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.